it's very poor, the fact that one in three applications for exceptional review for SNAs has been refused in the county. We have a further number of applications which haven't even been determined yet, because of the process now for those other seven applications is that there will be need to be an in-class inspection. That may take place later on this month or next month. And I think it's a hugely problematic system where children are in school, where they need access to an SNA, where they don't currently have access to an SNA, and it may be the middle of October before an inspection has been able to be carried out, seeing that the child is then failing, and then will give them the support that they should have got all the way through. And this system isn't up to scratch at all, and these figures show very, very clearly.
And these are exceptional applications which one presumes a school would not make lightly and would expect to have accepted.
Yeah, and look, there's a story behind each and every one of these. Like, some of these are children who have moved from other classes or other schools or other supports who had access to an SNA, who are going to a classroom which don't have access to an SNA, and some of them make no sense whatsoever. And these are applications that are backed by not only the parents but also the board of management of the school. These are exceptional, and the fact that we have, you know, off the over 40 applications so far, only about half of them have been approved, and that's really, really disappointing. Some of these children are children with physical needs. Some of them may have certain disabilities. Others are on the autism spectrum and need support in the classroom, and this is a far cry from what we're supposed to be doing in terms of being child-centric in relation to education, and much of the spin that comes out from government in terms of the supports that are there for children with additional needs.